fights with his bare hands. Able to tell tall tales in a single breath. It's Super Deeds. Yes, Super Deeds. Strange visitor from another neighborhood with powers and abilities far below those of mortal male and female people. And who, disguised as Rick Deeds, mild-mannered disc jockey and morning entertainer, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the pursuit of loose women.
Get him covered.
I want to see
that. Please cover him.
That was tough.
Hi, Los Angeles, Orange County, the Inland Empire, and a little bitty piece of San Diego for the most music.
102.7. You know, and tell who they were and everything. But since we're going to dedicate a portion of the show to them, and they are still so hot, they will be the mystery guest. I think it'll give a little more of an impact if they're the mystery guest. They're sitting out in our KISS green room now, which is what, the 7x7 room with rubber walls and a sink?
Yeah.
And somebody thought it was really cute. They put a plant over in the corner, and I said, what a lovely plant.
It's plastic, Ray. It'll be here for years after you're gone.
But they're sitting in there saying, if he doesn't introduce us in the next 5 minutes, since the four of us haven't been together in so long, we're out of here. We don't need this. I got my castle over in London. I don't need this guy. Who lined this up? Where's the guy who lined this up? This is not a big career move. We got up early. This is not a career move. I promise you guys, we're going to get in here. We're going to kick it around. We're going to have a ball. We're going to sell out the performances. We're going to get the screaming teens all over you. We're going to be ripping at your flesh. We're going to be making money. We're going to be...
I've already done that.
You have, haven't you? I haven't said anything that's embarrassed Liz yet.
No.
This is her lifestyle.
Yep.
9:25. 4th of July coming up. I got to tell you, it is wonderful. If you want to talk... I'm ready. Ready to get it.
Oh, get it, Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Get it, Ricky, baby.
It's 9:34, 26 till 10 o'clock. The mystery superstars come in and sign in next. I've got amazing things for you to win. If you can just guess who they are. Rod Stewart, I played that for four of the youngest, most aggressive, business-minded artists, believers. I don't want to give it away, but I'm going to have them say hi or say anything they want. If you can guess who they are, I have for you a $1,000 prize package from KISS. All roads lead to Trade Out City. We haven't paid for anything. How many years has it been, Liz?
It's been at least 2.5-3 years.
Because this show has
no budget.
All right. This is take 7A. All right.
Bite my shorts, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
All right, that's not going to help you at all. All right.
I thought it was incredibly distinctive.
Okay.
I am the voice of destiny.
All right.
Oliver, my boy, come over here and sit on my knee.
All right.
How much you want for all this?
Okay. Poor thing. You know, he gave himself a double hernia doing this, that one voice. Okay. Who are they? Who are they? Okay.
Who am I?
These are the voices. If you know, just dial 520-1027. And in the 714, it's 977-1027. I'll tell you what, $1,000 for you. Really. $1,000 prize package.
Actually, $1,000 in promoted
items, of course. Absolutely. I mean, why?
Yeah, just...
We got a stack of T-shirts.
Yeah.
Aren't those the ones with, I think there's like copper tone products and everything on the back?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So,
with the copper tone impregnation, right? Does it keep you from getting burnt up?
That's exactly what we're trying to say.
Have your suntan lotion impregnated in your T-shirt.
Who are these people?
Yes, and what are they doing?
And who ordered the veal cutlet?
Call now. The four. There are four of them. They will speak one more time. If you can guess, you got the $1,000 prize package from KISS. All right. From left to right.
Same voices?
No, you can do any voices you want. I only know the one. Okay, there's one.
I said, Rick Deeds is number one in my book anyway, Jimmy.
All right.
All right, you dirty rat.
All right.
Humphrey Bogart, right?
Very good.
No, that was Edward G. Robinson. This is something people look at. All right, you dirty rat.
That's great. Really, great impression.
That's Madonna. All right, you dirty rat.
Very good. That is good. All right, and finally, M.N.
I've quit watching MTV.
All right. Who are they? Who are they? Sandy Ryder, San Gabriel. Hello, Sandy.
Hi, Rick. They're the Monkees.
They're the Monkees, and you are...
Yeah!
Here we go.
This is great.
Walking down the street.
So can say, Rick. I can still take the last train of Clarkson.
Haven't lost a step.
Haven't lost a step. Yeah, it takes you back there. They're trying to sing those hits, and Sandy, it's just...
Don't care.
Oh, man.
This wedding, even at the Universal Amphitheater, we'll sing them there.
Are we playing there?
Yes.
Oh, when's that?
I think it's about 9. I'm not sure.
There, you're gonna.
Listen, and while we're at it, can we plug the Universal Amphitheater?
Sandy.
Yeah.
You watch the Monkees?
I love the Monkees.
Did you grow up with the Monkees?
I grew up with the Monkees. Wait a minute. With the Monkees.
She may have grown up.
But they never grew up.
We never did.
But while they were growing up, Sandy, this was happening.
Here we come, walk down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees, and people say we're monkeying around. We're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Peter Tork, you're sitting there like, boy, was that a lot of work.
That was a lot of work. I can't believe it. Who cut that tape?
Well, no, I'm talking about, we do that all the time. That's what we do.
Oh.
But you're listening
on no budget?
On absolutely no budget. So what you do is you take a razor blade, you record it onto tape.
And you slash your wrist.
And you just slash around. You were listening like, and if I'm reading you wrong, tell me. Like,
you're reading
me
wrong.
We did a lot of, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of songs that we did, you know.
A lot of airtime.
Really is.
Yeah, really. No, it was good. I liked it, especially because we're about to go out on tour, and I needed to refresh my mind on a couple of those lyrics, actually.
And we'll be at the Universal Amphitheater.
Where was it?
In Clarksville.
Clarksville, and I'll meet you.
We do sort of like that game, Charades, where we sound like on stage. It gets a bit silly. You know, the show lasts 14 hours and 26 minutes.
The voice of Davy Jones, of course.
I am standing up.
Mickey Dolenz. Peter Tork. And, of course, Michael Nesmith. We have all four of the Monkees.
But Michael doesn't get
whether they
speak.
Know it or not.
Now, Michael, is you're still writing songs. You're doing great videos.
Live in L.A.
You still live in L.A., and I must say, you had the first video Grammy for a video called Elephant Parts. Mm-hmm. So that's going to go down in the record books. Also, did you just get married?
No, not just. I'm just sort of significant other.
At this time,
in the significant other mode of
this is Monkees talk here, Rick. Let's stick with the Monkees stuff.
Let's definitely
on, Rick,
get.
I'm depending on you here, pal.
Mike's going to be joining us at the amphitheater.
That's
gonna
great.
Be on the 9th. We had a great rehearsal yesterday. Did you enjoy that, Mike?
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
That is a.
Were you nervous?
I was scared to death. I'm really scared about this amphitheater date. I can't remember the things. I don't know whether my walker's going to hold up. That's another. You guys out there jumping around, I'm going to be shuffling on the stage here. I got the wheels put on the walker so I can chase
Mike,
it after the thing.
Just stand by me. I'll make you look good.
We can motorize it for you.
Isn't it great how the monkeys still have this like a little infighting thing that's funny, though? It's very, very good.
Tell that to the producers.
The amphitheater date, let's get this going. First of all, I have to say this. On the 9th of July, the next day is a big day for the Monkees because the fans have finally made their voices known. The Monkees get a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually they're going to put Mickey in Hollywood Boulevard.
And you know Mickey's a star, you know.
So Mickey's a star, so that's how it works.
Formaldehyde, I'm going to spend 2 years there. Hey, I don't care. Anything.
Anything to perpetuate.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, it's $26,000 a year, Rick. It's not a joke. $26,000 a year.
Is it?
To lie there.
Yeah, to lie there for Mick. It's $26,000 a year. Takes care of his wife. It's a good deal.
Lassie must be starting to smell a little by now, though.
Well, by that time, he will. Yeah, but
so much has happened to the Monkees. I have to say this. First of all, I've seen Davy Jones' daughter. I've seen Amy Dolan's. Come on, guys. I mean, whoa! You've got to have weird feelings because these are your
little kids between us. We have a lot of kids between us.
How many little torques are there?
There's a 19-year-old daughter who's dancing in north of San Francisco at a college, Sonoma State College.
Really?
And a 13-year-old son who's going to be an actor, he says, he thinks.
And they're all gorgeous, Rick.
Are there any little gorgeous? How about the Nesmith?
There are four Nesmiths,
all gorgeous.
We got a Jason Nesmith who's about to have an album released in September on Capitol.
And a Christian and a Jonathan who are both in.
And a Jessica.
And a Jessica.
I got a Jessica. I got four daughters. I got one who'll be 21 this year. Another one is 18 on Monday.
No.
I got a 7-year-old and a little baby that's 1 year old.
I have a 43-year-old daughter.
I have some children from my prenatal activities.
Now, Mickey,
I felt older than I am.
I want to ask you something. You've been banned from driving in England. Were you really racing? You were racing your Jaguar.
He was racing a cup in an unmarked car.
I was racing a Porsche, and I sucked his doors off. Thank you very much.
This guy's going 120 miles an hour in England. They finally stopped him. So you can't drive over there.
I'll tell you what happened. I was racing this Porsche, and I admit it was a stupid thing to do, but it was nice, clear weather, dry roads. Mm-hmm. And in England, it's not, you know, it's 70-mile-an-hour speed limit. And so I was racing this Porsche, sucked his doors off, came around, power shifted through a roundabout, took off, going about 110, and I saw this white car in my rearview mirror. And I thought it was the Porsche. I said, "You fool! One more, do you?" And then I suddenly thought, "That's not a Porsche." And that was it. Yeah, and they took it away for a month. I was lucky. It could have been a lot worse.
Hey, listen, I love when you talk revs. It really turns me on.
You're lucky you didn't do that in California. In California, they have a place under the jail for people who go over 65 miles an hour.
Hey, Orange County, there's the good news, too. We've got the Monkees at the Celebrity Theater in Anaheim. We just found out that a date has been added, July the 8th. All four together.
No, not at the Celebrity Theater.
We won't be there. Did you already cancel that out?
Mike has a previous engagement
about
which he's
that,
planning
Rick.
To make instantly. Is what
can you come on and do a couple tunes, Rick?
I'll be glad to.
I've got a hat you can wear.
You call all the usual ticket locations. The Monkees will be here in July. We've got free tickets. We're going to be, of course. I want to ask you guys something, too. What is it like, though, when you've got fans all around you? Now, what is it? What are the fans like? Are they young? Are they old? Are they all ages? If you had to say a typical fan now.
What demographic, Rick?
Why?
The term
why
is the word? The biz.
Because of Nick at Night.
All aging rock stars are using the same terms these days. It's amazing the kind of audience we're getting.
No accounting for taste.
The moms,
there?
The dads, the kids. I think everybody's saying that. I don't know. It's different at every show. We get 18-year-old audiences, then we get a family audience, then we get a... younger than that.
Yeah, we get all black. We get
large Hispanic audience comes.
Complete margin.
Yeah, there was the farm animal audience that came. That was
a really good one.
We hear cows get mooed up, and they really get
excited. Was a farm machinery audience. That was even weirder.
A lot of John Deere tractors came once.
Where's your...
Deere John tractor.
What is the show like now? Do you do all old, all new? What is it like?
We just stand there for 45 minutes.
With the walkers?
We do everything. We do all the hits. You'll hear all those hits that you just played, in fact, but in their entirety. I'm
good.
No medleys. Really?
Yeah, and we do a couple of new tunes. Mm-hmm. We've hopefully put in a variety of songs that will be entertaining. But it's different than the last couple of years we've done. We've tried to get a few new tunes in there. Obviously, with Mike joining us at the Universal Amphitheater, we've had to dig out some of his old tunes. So We're going to enjoy listening to him.
Disinter them, I think, is the word we're looking for.
I still love Joanne. That was number one on this day.
You'll hear that.
Yeah,
in its entirety.
Joanne was number one on this day back in 1971.
Was it this day?
So on this day, number one. I think. Yeah, I guess. The Monkees. Still believing. And doing it well.
I thought love was only true and fair tale. Then for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
For the first time in literally ages, that was history. The Monkees got back together for the first time, all four, and they looked at each other and they was like, "We're back together here. What's the deal?"
I like that.
They're going to be at the Universal Amphitheater. You can get your tickets. We got all the information here, and the number to call is 520-102.7. And in the 714-977-1027, they were being humble. They actually have a big show with more music than just that. You'll really enjoy it.